All right. Well, I am here with Martin and Scott from British Sea Power.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, good.
Very well.
Pretty good, yeah. Well, good. Yeah, album's out. Just waiting to see what happens, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine. It's be crazy.
Yeah, it's like a birthday or something.
Well, happy first birthday, or not first, happy birthday to the album.
Yeah.
Well, kind of jumping right into the questions. So recently the new single, Keep On Trying, or see if I pronounce this right, Sexfreunde?
Zex, I think.
Zex.
It's officially Sexfreunde, yeah.
That sounds better.
Zex in Germany.
Yeah, I was just in Germany, but clearly that hasn't helped me with my pronunciation.
I know that is with a Z. I studied German, but he's got a German wife, so.
Oh, really?
You should know.
Mm. Okay.
It's been influencing me, obviously.
Clearly. So. I mean, her language is appearing in the album. Very nice.
I'm a slow learner. Otherwise, the whole album would be in German.
Maybe the next one. Yeah, it's just gradually progress. Like, add more and more songs in German until the whole thing.
At my speed, we'll be lucky to get to one chorus by that point. But, you know.
Yeah. It's not an easy language, I won't lie.
It isn't easy, no.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not very good at languages like me.
If I'm not mistaken, it kind of means like 6 degrees of separation in German. So can you tell us a little bit about what the song is about, kind of more in depth?
It's kind of, there's at least about two sides to it, really. The verses are sort of taking in a bit about what's going on in the world, almost a bit dystopian or something, slightly depressing. It's counterbalancing the happy music Martin wrote, and but yeah, I wanted the choruses to be something different, and it's the Sexfreunde bit came in last of all, and it was like you say, it's to do with everyone being linked and how you're never that far away from anyone in the world, and it sort of also references a bit six friends in the band.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a nice thing, really.
Yeah.
I'm finally realising after all these years how lucky I am to have people I like in a band. I know, Marta, I really appreciate you.
Oh, you as well.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing you guys obviously spend a lot of time together, so I'm very glad that you do like each other. That's good. That helps.
It does, yeah. It's not everyone does like each other in music.
Unfortunately, well,
everyone's
yeah.
famous, aren't they? Everyone's always falling out. You see band biographies and on TV and stuff, and it's normally bad blood going on.
Yeah, like I've been reading a bit about the Beach Boys lately, so I know like there's a whole thing there.
Well, that's a complicated one.
So talking now about the two videos that are out, so for Bad Bohemian and then again for Keep On Trying. So I noticed that they are very much inspired by Dadaist art, which for anyone listening is basically an anti-art movement from the kind of early 20th century. And it was used a lot for making like political statements and social statements. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, were you guys using it to make a statement in your videos?
There's a guy called Kurt Schwitters who I'm a pretty big fan of, and he's been... We first sort of noticed him quite a long time ago when we had our first shows in Brighton. Someone gave us a regular monthly night and we had a Club Sea Power.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a sort of interesting thing. That's when we first started bringing trees and stuff inside and decorating these sort of dingy clubs and trying to make something interesting happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to use his poem, The Earth Sonata, as an intro. Where it's, I don't know if you know it, but it's worth having a listen to. And
okay.
It's just him making, it's like a verbal version of a sort of Dada collage or something.
That's so cool.
And it's just him making really strange noises. but it's not just comedy. It sort of has this kind of like, this means something, I just don't know what. And yeah, so that came back big time for this album, actually. And his artwork is, well, he had a prototype for a typeface, which was a sort of melodic typeface we used for the cover, which then crept into the videos. And the theme of collaging is something I've just been interested in for a long time now, which I sort of see as, I mean, you know, other people have done it, like William Burroughs was took it to a whole another level in terms of his writing, and David Bowie and people like that are massively into it, and it sort of affects your thinking after a while. You start just putting things together naturally, in a way. So it relates to that European Dada movement where sort of breaking the rules and being denounced by the Nazis as degenerate artists and things like that, and just having some sympathy with that kind of movement, I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, and kind of speaking of collage, I mean, so much art is, in a way, collage. It's just such a beautiful thing, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of everywhere nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, like, Kurt Schwitters was putting bus tickets and things together, and it was, you know, really revolutionary, that kind of thinking at the time. Because you're meant to just, you know, paint a picture with some oil paint and, you know.
Yeah, make everything all kind of clean and perfect, and then they came in and just changed everything and shook everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Picking up a bit on the club night that you guys would do. So you've had some very, very interesting acts as part of that. Amongst them, I think, was a 1940s fashion show, I think?
Yeah, it was sort of a cross-era. There was sort of Woad and in there, so sort of lots of old-school blue paint all over you. Sort of, I think, Braveheart.
How do we go from 19...
More early than that, sort of pagan kind of thing. And then, yeah, and then there were a sort of 1940s style. And we had nothing to do with it. We just got some friends in who make their own clothes to do the show. But I think we were the models.
I love it.
I think at one point they had fishing rods and they were catching members of the audience and literally reeling them in. Yeah. We had all sorts of things going on at that. It was a chance to mix things up quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And we didn't just think, well, let's get indie bands in. So we'd have, like, there was a band called The Copper Family who sang folk songs, and they'd been going for, God knows, like generations, basically.
I think it was like 200 years or something.
Yeah. Which is, you know, I think we've been going quite a long time, and then that puts it in perspective.
I mean, 15 years versus 200 is a little different, but...
Yeah, you've got to start having more children and train them up.
It's great how the Copper Family go through periods of where they're kind of really famous in the play and fill out huge venues, and then years will go by, and then, you know, it'll just be this sort of hardcore folk community that know them, and then they'll sort of peak again. I think they recently had the sort of patriarch Bob Copper died not so long ago, and they kind of had another resurgence. But it's good to see that the younger ones, when they played with us, they were sort of teenagers, and
they like a drink.
Yeah, they like a drink, and they're carrying it on. And they do sort of the old Copper Family style songs, and then they go out on just as the youngsters, as the young coppers.
Mm-hmm.
So get away from the parents.
We also had, like, 80s Matchbox Beeline Disaster, like Psycho Billy Punk, who were a pretty amazing band at the time. Starting off as we were in Brighton.
And at our Cranken House nights, we had Savages played their first ever show there. And we had a brass band play and
it's a real mixed bag.
Yeah, it's real. We had a Japanese Queen covers band as well, who they just happened to be playing in London the day after our show, so we just asked them on the off chance, and they came down, and they were amazing, absolutely amazing.
So with this new album, you guys have been funding it in very interesting ways, one of which was offering people a chance to get a tattoo that allows you free entry into all of your shows forever.
Yeah.
So what was this tattoo?
Well, we kind of people were asking what's the tattoo, and we didn't really know. We came up with a few designs, and I don't think that most people took them. So in the end, we just said, "Oh, you can just design your own."
It's meant to have certain Latin phrases on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on whether or not you're a lifetime tattooist fan oh, you only got the 6-year pass. we thought it's only fair to let people have a bit of a say in mm-hmm. something that's going to be on their body forever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they all get to pick out something.
I mean, we didn't actually believe, when we first came up with it, we didn't think anyone would actually get one,
mm-hmm.
you know, so the fact that they did, it was a sort of a joke in a lot of ways, and then it became a reality and we just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's quite impressive, really. It's dedication for you, I guess. You
yeah. know. People clearly care about the music enough to want to make such a commitment, mm. which is amazing. I know you guys are going to be playing Glastonbury quite
yep.
soon. I've actually never been, but I want to know what you guys look forward to most at Glastonbury.
It's a pretty one-off kind of unique thing. I mean, it's kind of, it's slightly more commercial in some ways than it used to be, mm-hmm. a bit more family-friendly, but it's still very special. There's so many little worlds in there that you can get lost in without even having to see a big band.
Yeah, it's I think he's just sort of soaking doing. The whole thing up. It's not about just going to see a band or do one particular thing. It's you just sort of wander around and end up doing stuff or seeing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just some things that you never even expected, a standout moment. Like, yeah, so just wandering around, really.
Nice. All right. Well, final question then. So you guys have had yachts, horses, and I'm sure other things named after your band. So if there was one thing that you could have your name on, what would it be?
Can I have two things? I want a Brighton. The buses in Brighton are all named
okay.
after things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of Brighton. I'd also quite like a space rocket.
A space rocket. Okay. Mm.
He's had my one, so yeah, that's two.
There you go. Alrighty, well, I think that about wraps us up then. Jeez, thank you so
yeah,
much,
sorry
guys.
To have to rush you.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah,
it was really good talking to you.